smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
A motorcyclist has died after crashing into a central reservation on a busy road in Ramsgate. Emergency services were called to the A229 Hengist Way in Cliffsend just after midnight following the smash. The road was closed for 11 hours whilst an investigation was carried out. Police are appealing for witnesses.
This is KMFM News.
A planned vote tomorrow on whether to relax fox hunting laws in England and Wales has been withdrawn. The government was facing a defeat with Labour and the SNP, both saying their MPs would block the plans. Meantime, a protest by anti-hunt campaigners has been taking place outside Parliament. Natalie Borman and Sarah O'Rourke from Dartford are there.
The Hunting Act is one of the greatest pieces of legislation in Britain. It stops the barbaric so-called sport of hunting with dogs.
I just don't see why anyone could see that it's a nice or it's a good thing to do, and it certainly isn't a way of animal management, as they like to call it.
A man's appeared in court charged with murder following an alleged hit and run in Swanley. 42-year-old Thomas Rossiter is thought to have been dragged underneath a car in Lindenway 10 days ago. Erasmus Arwoy, who's 29 and from Croydon, has been remanded in custody until October the 1st, when he's due to enter a plea. Police have been given more time to question a man arrested on suspicion of murder after the body of another man was found at a flat in Chatham. Emergency crews were called to Kinross Close on Sunday and discovered the 59-year-old. A 46-year-old from the town is still in custody.
KMFM News.
Companies could be forced to publish the average salaries they pay to men and women. At the moment, men are paid nearly 10% more than women on average. But the Prime Minister says the problem is no longer that women are being paid less for doing the same jobs.
What we have now is a gender pay gap based on the fact that in many instances men and women are doing different jobs and therefore different levels of pay. And so this is a much bigger challenge.
A Kent man who raided three shops and smashed his way in with a crowbar has been jailed. James Murphy broke into Gemini's Jewellers, stealing £12,000 worth of stock and a Co-op store in Sheerness High Street, as well as another shop in London. The 35-year-old from Lorping Close in Minster has been jailed for just over 4 years behind bars.
KMFM News.
A charity has told KMFM they're determined to continue with plans for a baby memorial garden in Rochester, despite the land being vandalised. An old church wall's been damaged nearby, greenhouses smashed, and fires started at the site on St Margaret Street. It's currently being converted into an area for parents to remember their babies. Kelly Wells is the founder of Making Miracles, who are building it.
It doesn't matter how the baby passed or at what gestation the baby passed at, it's open to all, and we obviously want to create a really lovely community, peaceful garden for parents to come and siblings too, to remember their much-loved babies that unfortunately didn't make it.
Organisers of the Kent County Show have revealed they welcomed 77,000 people over the weekend. The three-day event at the showground near Detling featured a display by the Red Arrows. And a $1 million reward's been offered for information leading to the recovery of the famous ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz. The shoes were stolen 10 years ago from a museum in Minnesota.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket, and it's day two of Kent's County Championship game at Surrey, with more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime. Here's Nicola.
Well, the visitors to the Oval, who are second from the bottom of the Division 2 table, were put into bat yesterday. A short time ago, they'd moved on to 188 for six. Meantime, England's cricketers will train at Lord's today as they prepare for the second Ashes test against Australia, which starts on Thursday. They're 1-0 up in the series after their dominant win in Cardiff. Assistant coach and former Kent coach Paul Farbrace says Trevor Bayliss has let the players know they should maintain their newfound style of play.
He's very much talking about playing with good intent, aggressive mindset, and they're words that he uses all the time. And the more he uses it, the more the guys believe it. And when you get off to a good start, as we did in Cardiff, then hopefully the guys actually realise that it is the way to play and the way to play the game of cricket.
And in football, Gillingham are waiting for the results of a scan after defender Josh Hare was injured during a pre-season friendly at the weekend. He was stretchered off with a knee injury after 25 minutes of the match at Tunbridge Angels. The 20-year-old has only just returned to the squad after missing half of last season with knee ligament damage.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.